Lac La Biche. While the crews stationed at the Beaver Lake Firefighting Base Camp were fighting forest fires across northern Alberta, municipal fire crews were fighting a structure fire at their base camp. On Wednesday afternoon, Lac La Biche County Fire Rescue Services were called to the Beaver Lake Primary Firefighting Base east of Holowachuk Estates to put out a fire in one of the camp trailers. The camp houses as many as 50 wildland firefighters at a time, but when the fire call came in, at about 2:30 p.m., the crews were working on fires around the region. Lac La Biche County's Regional Fire Chief John Cocotillo said the fire completely gutted a sleeping compartment in one of the trailer units. He said municipal fire crews were at the scene within 3 minutes of the call coming in. That kind of a response is what kept the fire from spreading, he said, explaining that county firefighters conducted a search of the trailers to make sure there was no one inside. He said his members were at the scene for about 2 hours, investigating the cause of the fire and making sure all hotspots were extinguished. Cocotillo says the cause of the fire has been listed as suspicious, with the investigation continuing. The fire chief sees the irony in responding to a fire where firefighters are staying, but said it shows that fires can start anywhere. With the tinder dry conditions across the entire region, Cocotillo also says it's imperative that when fires are spotted, they are called in right away. It will not take long for any spark or flame to move in these kinds of conditions, he said. The fire call is the latest in a very busy fire season for the municipal department. Already this year, Lac La Biche County Fire Rescue has responded to more than 70 wildland fires. Some of those fires have involved structures caught in the path of fast-moving wildfires. Cocotillo says with forecasted weather trends showing little sign of relief, the extremely dry conditions post a significant likelihood for more calls. Describing it as one of the driest seasons he has ever seen, Cocotillo continues to urge the public to do everything possible to keep fire threats low. Accidents happen. We all know that. But just about every single fire we've been to this year has been human-caused. Common sense has to be used, he said.